Okay. Yeah, so go on. I just started the recording.
So I came from our last meeting when I said write a note to you. I wrote so many things that I'm so happy to share with you, Carly. I was like, Carly, look what I have done. I decided to take a walk in afternoon just to untangle myself, untangle myself from my negative thoughts. I managed to take half day off. I realized that my sister and my niece don't need me to be doing things, but they need me to share love with them. So I've been sending them like beautiful photos and commenting on them, and that was enough. Asked I had a difficult meeting, and it felt and it went so beautifully well, and I was like, what, why didn't I do that before? So I have reached out as well to another person where I recognize that has a better connection for my nephew to help him out to in a job, and it's been so good to express it and to write it down, and that there are so many. It's not only one thing that made me happy, even though this week was not the happiest week. Maybe I had 4 days of migraine, so headache, nonstop. But at the end, I managed to do things that I enjoyed them. And thanks to you.
So yeah, more than anything, I see you beaming. Your face looks bright and you look happier than I've seen you for a while.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. It's I don't know the shift, the ability to, and this is some of the topic of today. This how to stop, how to disidentify myself with the feeling and let them go, and this ego that resists all the time. How can I get the ego stop resisting and letting go of things? We talk about letting go last time, but when I thought about it, what keeps me pulling? Is it sometimes pride? Is it sometimes the ego that is more into, and the way that this resonate, the word of disidentify myself. So when I see things around me, they shouldn't become me. So how could I distance myself, disidentify myself from the feeling or from what I feel? So to keep that inner peace much, much better, and to feel like the day that I went, and like I have this thought, like I need to untangle these thoughts, get them around me, that they suffocate, those feelings. And then when you try to untangle them, they release you. You're more free, you're more spacious. And that's, I think, I don't know why this week, even though as I said, I had a horrible headache, 4 days nonstop, but I managed to get this positivity or this space, more space.
Well, I see you doing a lot of pulling your hands apart every time you speak about disidentifying or untangling. And I'm sorry you've had 4 days of migraines as well. I haven't heard you say that you've had migraines before. Is that something new? Or
No, it's not new. I had that, and it's either it start with bad sleep or but I struggle with that because the head doesn't stop spinning. I like this morning I woke up 3:30, I went to the gym 5:30, I did my run, come back. It's like those, I'm glad I still have that energy. It's still like there is renewable energy somewhere, but it's the sleeping and the head when it start to, I can't get my brain to rest, and that's hard. How to get the brain just to take a break. You know, it's like you've been working 24/7, calm down a little bit.
Well, there's a lot there. And so if I can just reflect a few things and you tell me what you want to have as an exploration. You mentioned the disidentify a number of times. And it seems that what you're going for is inner peace. Is that right? And that somewhere the untangling of the thoughts and maybe even the migraines are somehow tangled together.
Yeah, exactly.
And what do you feel like, what do you need to talk about today in order to get that resolution that you're seeking between your thoughts and your peace?
I think I would like to talk about untangling those thoughts. You know, how can you reach out to them before they they tie you more and more, you know, they become harder to break or to untangle them. So this is something, because that affects, I think, very much the brain. That affects very much my continuous thinking. You know, if it's not solved, I can't disconnect from it. We talk about those thoughts ruminating all the time as well. Before, I recognize that. So it's a little bit of that hard thing to do for me, to just let myself rest, or maybe celebrate that this is done, you know, or disconnect, or understand better that like this time I've been running a session over for the Women Leadership Hub, and you know, since May I've been doing that, and this week I said to myself, that's the first one time I felt the sense of accomplishment. And why didn't I feel it all the time before? Why it happened right now? Maybe because I was fully present or fully prepared or fully, you know, or the Christine that I know, you know, the one that is creative, that is, has, you know, that is confident and standing there, you know, that's the one I know, because it's been maybe a period of time where I couldn't recognize this person. It's Christine still, but I saw her in another situation. I saw her in another condition, or conditioned in another way. And that's, I think, maybe it created disappointment in me. You know, it's like you get disappointed with yourself. Maybe it's another things that I'm bringing in, but it's more the
Well, as I'm listening to you, I feel like you're already starting to untangle some thoughts here. So it seems like you want to go for untangling, and So metaphorically, would you like to explore it metaphorically? What is the tangle? What is it? Or not?
I see it, the tangle, it's like a rope. It's like, you know, you're getting a rope around you. And it's like those plants that keeps on turning and turning. They become so much on each other. So it's very hard to know where is the start, where is the end, until you cut through. But it's those the plants that,
So is it a rope of plants that you're talking about?
Yeah.
That's tangling around you. You actually circled yourself with your hand.
Yeah.
and you use something to cut through.
Yeah.
What is it that you might sense is useful to use to cut through the rope of the plants?